Blog Talk Radio.
I've never heard that.
Cool.
Never heard
that. Are we starting?
Hold on. We're almost there, guys. Just getting the audio ready. Yeah, I think we're on. Okay. Hey, thank you guys for watching and listening to the Ultra Perform Show, the show about performing your best, nightlife edition, our new edition, and we're promoting, we're talking about good grammar, what's going on here, good grammar after COVID. We've got the beautiful owner here and Trey. Trey's been part of this for a while. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on here. So, tell us a little bit what's going on.
All right, so we just reopened 5 weeks ago after being closed for COVID, yes, finally. Feeling a lot better about COVID safety, all of our staff are vaccinated, and
nice.
That everybody's going out there and vaccinated as well. Dance parties are happening here. We're doing DJs on Friday and Saturday night. We're doing a
Hey, right here. You can see they're having a lot of fun here right now, right? The fun has begun. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked to be reopened. We have a whole new staff. They're pretty rad. They're learning the ropes. And, we're getting back to where we were before.
Now, when did you first open?
This is our sixth year in business.
So when did you reopen after COVID?
The very last weekend of March. So we tried to reopen in September, and then the governor made the order that there was no alcohol past 10 o'clock. So at that point, we shut it down. And now we're reopened for good. So
how did you feel about the order when that happened?
Not great. Pretty disappointing.
I don't think anyone liked it. There was one thing I liked about it, right? I could go out, have fun. I cut off at 10 o'clock, and then I got to go home and have some fun, go to a date, go do whatever.
No, it wasn't worth going out. That's why we shut down.
Yeah.
People were just like, nah.
Every time I say that, people are like, what? Really?
Yeah.
You go out all the time, Adam.
No, you had to sit at home.
Yeah, right.
This is awesome.
Yeah, I did lose my mind a little bit, and I started doing a lot of pushing to the limit.
So I roomed with one of my best friends through quarantine, and we started drinking, and we made this rule where we had to do 15 squats, 15 lunges, 15 push-ups, when we wanted another drink to kind of make it, like, healthy.
Yeah. Healthy drinking.
We got in shape during
that, like beer yoga?
Yeah,
you do beer yoga. You should do that here, man.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, we should. It's not a bad idea.
Sure, I have my drink. So, Trey, tell us how are you involved. You said something about family being involved.
So, Fallon, like she said, they're doing once-a-month events at Good Grammar. Our May's event will be a Lovers event. Lovers is what I would call a passion project.
When is that? When is
May 22nd.
May 22nd. So when you guys mentioned the Lover thing, what do you mean by that?
So Lovers is something myself, my cousin, two of my cousins and my friend Enzo is currently DJing, shout out Ars Radio. During COVID you had to find ways to be creative or things to do. And
absolutely.
When COVID first started last June, we kind of did an event for Juneteenth, and that was kind of a test run for Lovers. So what Lovers is a cultural event. It's for the culture, by people of the culture, celebrating life, liberation, through music, curated events, art, and soul music. So our business is bring people who don't, go out in Salt Lake City where do you like to go?
Well, no, I know. You can. It happens. It's kind of nice. Well, actually, I like to. I go to Lake Effect, sometimes London Bell.
Okay, what do you hear at Lake Effect?
What do I like about
you? What do you hear?
Bands. A lot of bands, some DJs downstairs.
You're not hearing R&B. You're not hearing soul.
No, no.
What do you see in a place other than Alibi? Shout out Alibi. Where do you hear R&B, soul? Where do you hear that?
You don't hear that.
So what our goal is to bring something to Salt Lake that Salt Lake doesn't have in a bigger venue. That progressive, we get a shot of the back wall over there, very cultural, it is very cool.
I always like that wall.
A lot of icons, heroes, you know, great musicians, and so no better place to have what we have going for us, what Donna has going for her. We're excited. I'm not going to do too much, other than I will see everybody here May 22nd. But yeah, it's going to be good. It's good music. I don't know if you can hear what's going on in the background, but again, Arch Radio's playing. He'll be opening up May 22nd.
Are you getting ready for a show to the Hoopers?
Remember that.
No. So tell us a little bit about you. Can you hear yourself a mile?
Some party, Maybe for them.
Like, it'd be messy.
On the patio.
Yeah, I picture it.
On the patio. Yeah.
So, I don't, a lot of places don't do stuff. Why do you guys think you do it?
I mean, our students are pretty secluded.
Yeah, people don't know. I told several people about the grandma. They were like, where is that? I said, you know that little street behind the gallery center?
So, because we're so hidden, like, on Sunday especially, none of the other buildings are open. So, we can try to take over the street.
Well, nice. Do you have any special? Like, I know you can't have happy hour, but do you have like general specials?
We do a $6 beer and shots, $5 pint. We're known for old fashioned.
Oh, you are?
Yeah,
my friend, Mario, that's
the favorite drink. Killer Margarita.
Killer
Margarita. I can't. That's the second time I had
to
advertise that.
Yeah, there's...
Killer Margarita
is
an old
fashioned.
Yeah, there you go. And that's this one.
People have arrived.
Yeah. Yes, trying to get some people here.
Yeah.
So May, Wednesday, you guys are really excited about how things are going, right?
Yeah, we are. COVID was rough for everybody, and, you know, we're back at it, though. We're 25, and bigger and better.
So in the future, what do you see happening here in June, July, what do you guys think you want to ensure?
Yeah, right. Pride weekend.
Oh yeah, Pride weekend, the 5th, 6th, and 7th?
Yeah.
That's right.
Saturday night,
the Pride weekend, Lovers is going to be doing another event. Oh, good.
Yeah, that will be amazing. We're going to do Juneteenth. Pride. We're going to do a roller disco party Sunday of Pride. So,
you're
open
all Sunday day, right?
Sunday day, yeah. So we're going to start slowly opening more days of the week.
And they do, you guys have
Jenga
here,
right
here. We have Jenga. I can hear it. That sound was not a car crashing.
We also have a beanbag game.
What is that? Cornhole. Cornhole. I went home too.
Cornhole. Perfect patio weather.
Yeah, it is today. Yeah.
Even if it's sprinkled, it'd be nice.
They were questioning me out here earlier because I was like, well, we got to keep the music down. She's like, we can't keep the music down at Good Grammar. So we came out here and we worried about the weather because when I pulled up, it really was like a little rainy storm.
Yeah.
And we were like,
the iPhone tells you when the rain is going to stop. I did not know that.
Oh, really?
It tells you like on the
radio,
like
it will
stop in 11 minutes.
And it did.
And it stopped. Yeah. Perfect.
Correct.
Wow, that's perfect. I didn't know that. What app is that?
On the weather app.
It just popped
up. It literally says, like, your ship for
And
I
would
say, like, 11 minutes.
Nice. Great.
And here we are, no rain.
Yeah, perfect. Like, and the point is, there's no rain.
Speak easy and loud.
Yeah, good grammar.
Two. 15, 5.
So why did you decide to listen to it?
Yes.
So,
mention a little bit about that.
Yeah. I was super fortunate to travel in my 20s all over the country and the world. So I spent a lot of time in bars and kind of saw what worked and didn't work and saw what... And I had amazing experiences in the places that I went to. So... I came into an opportunity to open a business and wanted to do a bar because this is where people meet, congregate, socialize, have time, and I wanted to create that experience.
Yeah, you've always seemed, I've come here through the years, here and there, and you've always seemed very successful. You have a good thing.
I I mean, I take care of my staff. I feel like that's my foundation is my staff. So if I take really good care of my staff, they take good care of the bar and take good care of my customers. So
good.
Kind of my philosophy. And like I said, it's a new crew, so we're just working out all the keys. And they're doing amazing. They're really getting into the playing. So.
What would you like to see, you'd like to have, you haven't
really quite talked about? I want to do more local music. So, we did, before we closed COVID, we were doing a local artist showcase. We brought in different artists throughout the city and gave people an opportunity to show what they had and play. And I want to bring that back for sure. I also wanted to bring in, like, dancing.
I don't think dance that's cool. We go back to 11.
We talked about dance classes and on Saturday and Sunday brunches. Yeah. So,
I've taken quite a few dance classes at different places.
Yeah.
I have this style that mixes everything that I've learned. Do you follow good? That's a requisite. Do you follow good? Great. What do you think?
Well,
I'll show you.
It's a combination.
Yeah.
It's all the
swing
things.
Here. I got a dip from that. Some bachata, some salsa.
Right. Yeah.
So you're doing swing. Any other dance classes like that?
Yeah. No, we're going to start with swing.
So everyone's excited about things opening up and we're not to worry about COVID so much.
Yeah.
It's just like free.
Oh no, it's about the summer's here.
Yeah,
already.
It's really nice.
You can wear white for Memorial Day.
You can wear whatever you want, honestly. You can wear sweats now. It's totally acceptable.
Just leave your house, whatever you're wearing at home.
Yeah,
while you're in quarantine, whatever you're wearing at home, it's welcome here at Good Grammar, right? Great.
I hate it all.
So we've got the Think of the Mayo party coming up Wednesday, sorry, at 5, right? That's earlier than usual.
Yeah.
And the day is open on Wednesday, right?
Yes, we are, yeah. It's in my afterwork.
And then we've got tacos.
Tacos.
Margaritas. Killer margaritas, right?
Yeah, killer
margaritas. Killer margaritas. You see Trey, make sure you buy a margarita.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right there.
Yeah, it is. It's sugar.
That's the hangover
sugar.
Right there.
It is. It's sugar.
You didn't know now. You know I learned that at 24.
And then Memorial weekend, you have a party. Yeah.
War Memorial. War Memorial lovers. Lovers will be in the building May 22nd. That is something you do not want to miss.
Yeah, there you go. May 22nd.
But we will let other people
in. The line will be to State Street. Let us know. There will be a promo here coming out soon. You'll see the flyer on Lovers SLC on Instagram. You'll see it on Good Grammar Instagram. DM us if you're interested in coming. We'll get you on the list. We'll try to get as many people in here as possible.
Where do they find you?
You can find me at Trey Viso on Instagram, but mainly Lovers SLC.
Lovers SLC. Lovers SLC.
SLC. Trey Viso, TREVEESL.
Okay, spell that again, but a little slower.
LVRS. No O's, no L's.
There you go. And then you have the memorial party after that.
Yes, food trucks, dancing, Tuesday during the day. No one works Monday, so if you want to do something, that's
what I might be working. I might be somewhere working, doing something like this, right?
I can't.
I can't say no.
Well, if you're doing this, it's great.
Yeah,
it's
well,
fun, right?
This is my job.
There you go.
So thank you guys for being here. Can you tell us the address, the exact address for people taking their Uber right now? They could go
69 East Gallivan Avenue, downtown Salt Lake City. So we're right between State and Main and between 2nd and 3rd South. So this summer we go to the Twilight concert.
Welcome back, Twilight.
Yeah,
Twilight. When does that start?
I don't think they've actually
scheduled
yet. They just announced their
tickets.
However, you can come here and
party before and after. Yeah, yeah. It was a great place to land after the concerts, for sure.
I've done that several times.
As well as all the other gala events. I know they're doing, like, Blues Fest again.
So nice. Everyone's going to be like, we're so grateful.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything
yeah.
to get out.
We're so grateful.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And what's the zip code here?
84111.
That's good. You know. Great. Well, thanks for being on the show, Colin. Make sure you get on. Come down to Good Grammar. Check us out. Remember to watch and listen for the Ultra Perform Show on Facebook, Instagram, Google, iTunes, iHeart, and now on Spotify, just of yesterday. Yep. See you guys later. All the things. All the things. Bye.
We're going to give them extra water.
Bye. And one more stuff. So you guys know. Thanks for being on. See you guys.
Game time here. Okay.